A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 24th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the judgment delivered today by the 9-member Constitutional Court of 6 men and 3 women to uphold the results of the July 30th elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court today unanimously upheld President Emmerson Mnangagwa's narrow victory in last month's historic election after the opposition MDC alliance led by Advocate Chamisa alleged vote rigging, saying sufficient and credible evidence had not been produced. That means the inauguration will be held within 48 hours as Zimbabwe moves into a new era after former President Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule.
The landmark vote, the first for Zimbabwe after strongman Robert Mugabe was ousted from power last November, was expected to repair the country's reputation and woo back foreign investors into the country's crippling economy. But developed nations led by Washington have been lukewarm. Mnangagwa has extended an olive branch to Chamisa, whose spokesperson says he does not embrace the Concord decision.
If you wish to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yes, so kwenzakele Blessing ukuthi iConstitutional Court siyakhuluma ekati kumele kukhulume ukuthi ke emtilandaba babone ukuthi ngonoko kade kuhanjiswe MTC Alliance kungani kade ongela msoco. So ngakho ke bathi udaba lolu sebelulahlile bebona ukuthi bekungela lokuthiwa i-evidence ubufakazi mfowethu. So bathi nganje kusiya ngabavula ama-ballot boxes babona kwakuphakathi. So kuzobuya lokunye okuningi kakhulu sibili kakhuluma ngakho ukuthi la ma-teacher ababalisi labana abayi-40,000 ukuthiwa abavotanga. Bekumele ukuthi kukhulunye nokuthi kwahamba njani. So ke nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe i-Constitutional Court kuveza ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye osisaqhubeka engu-president. Siyakwazi ukuthi ukugcotshwa kwakhe kukhona khonapha ngempela viki lokho kuthiwa i-inauguration kuzoba khona. Kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela njalo ke uMnumzana Mnangagwa uthi ye usekhulumisana nje lo Mnumzana uChamisa ukuthi nxa bangadlelana but asikezi ukuthi bakhuluma ngani. So ke kulabanye kade zibeqasa ukuthi enxa yengu-government we-GNU kumbe into ezinjalo. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi kuya ngaphi. Kodwa sikubonayo ukuthi ke solokhu kwaphuma uMnumzana Robert Mugabe lo lukhetho lokuqala. Njalo ama-investment, ama-investors, asikwazi ukuthi bazabuye kuhamba eZimbabwe kube hatshi. Kube njalo fowethu.
Wonguka hama wadiwa sematauriro ari kuita Gibbs dare repamusorosoro reConstitutional Court rapa Mutongo. Uye papuwa Mutongo uyu akusisina kumwezve kuchanzwikwa nyaya iyoyi ingati yatinoti ya final. Zvabva zvasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Mutungamiri wenyika vaibaso Mnangagwa vabva vaburitsa mashoko padandemutande ravo reTwitter uye pane venue reZBC vachiti ivo vakasununguka mukova vakavhurika maoko avo akatambanudzwa kuti vange vachitaura ivo navaNelson Chamisa kuti nyika inge ichifambirira mberi. Asi tichitaura nemutauriri wavaChamisa Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda vari kuti aiwa havasi kuda kukurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada vachiti ivo pari zvino vari kumbotarisa mutongo wabuda mudare iwoyu wavari kuti havana kufara nawo zvachose nekuti vari kuti ivo Zek inenge yakaregedzwa nechiredzo haina kunyatsobvunzwa kuti zvakafamba sei pane zvayaiburitsa mukuverengwa kwemavhoti ichiti kana kusvika pari zvino havatozivi kuti kana vamunangagwa vachinzi vakahwina vakahwina nemavhoti mangani nekuti Zeki iri kunzi yanga ichiramba ichingochinja chinja raita kunge juzi ratizirai ndozvavari kutaura kuti uku riri kurukwa uku riri kurudunurwa havasi kuziva kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvakamira sei nekudaro hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura nemi muchirongwa chedu nyaya iri mugango mainzwa ndezvabuda kudare reConstitutional Court Gibbs.
So in this Constitutional Court theater there were two gentlemen that were very prominent in saying whatever they were saying, mm-hmm. and one of them is Lewis Uriri, mm-hmm. and Mr. Thabane Mpofu, representing the MTC Alliance. Mm-hmm. I think we've got their videos. Let's play them and hear what they said after the court case.
But the underlying premise in the determination of a matter of this nature is the facts. And the facts are established by evidence. And we've always said that there was no evidence. And the court found that there was no evidence of the malpractices alleged. These were just bold allegations. And, yeah, so the court agreed with us. I think the advice to them and generally to the people of Zimbabwe is to put this behind us and to move forward. To move forward because as a nation we owe it to ourselves to begin to progress, to move away from the polarization that has come as a result of this.
The court having spoken. The good thing is also that the people followed through the proceedings. They are entitled by law to come up with their own conclusions. But there is a serious legitimacy issue which still remains. Thank you.
And so that is Mr. Lewis Uriri and Mr. Thabane Mpofu. So they're saying exactly what they thought the case could come out with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the ruling, according to Thabane, you know, it's sort of like he agrees with maybe that they've said it. But he says maybe there are some challenges here and there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, the challenges are showing because the MDC is alleging that they are still aggrieved. They are not happy because they feel they'd put enough evidence for the result to be annulled. Mm-hmm. But of course, ZANU-PF is agreeing with the ruling, saying that the judge or the judges, because this decision was unanimous, which means there was no dissent. All the nine Constitutional Court justices agreed that there was not sufficient evidence before the courts.
Mm.
But of course, what happens in the courts is one thing. People generally have their own views.
That's right.
You know, and we'll be reading some of those reactions from people because they have reacted to this ruling. We'll read some of those gifts.
I think we also have a video of Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. Let's hear what he's saying about this case.
We have never had the cleanest, fairest, most transparent, most credible elections such as we went through this past election.
That is Mr. Patrick Chinamasa there speaking after the ruling.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know, the elections were free, fair, and maybe fairest. You know, that's one of the words that I last heard long back. But that's his opinion.
That's his opinion, Mr. Chinamasa. The regaiti mbonzo kuti vanhu vanga vari kuti kudii nekuti tanga tavabvunza pa Facebook page yedu kuti muri kuonawo sei zvabuda mudare umu. Totanga namukoma Sam Kanyimbi pa Facebook page yedu yesho navari kuti ivo zano aibve zviri soft izvi vakomana never. Inga vanogara vakataura wani kuti takarwira nyika ino. Saka chakutodiwa apa zano ngaende kuno sungirira Zimbabwe kwayange yakasungirirwa nevarungu ikoko vaone kuti hatisinungure here. Then we have Brenda Ndanga ari kuti haasi kufara nezvataurwa nedare reconstitution. Toendawo kuna Natalie ii Natasha ari kuti vavhiya yavasina kuvhima zvavo kuita mucheka dzafa shua. Zvakaminama izvi hameno kuti imi mazvionawo sei tipeiwo tinzwe. Then tina mukoma Joseph Piri ari kuti taiziziva kuti ndo zvazvichaita maelections haana zvaanoreva muZimbabwe zvese nematare acho. Richard Moyo ari kutiwo zvinotambirwa tingadiiko moti adiiko nekuti vatongi veZimbabwe vanoita zvavanoda asi vaida kuti tionewo kuti dare raita madiro aro tinongozviisa maoko amwari. Some are calling for divine intervention. Edmo Tafata Garamponda ari kuti tongai imi makarwa hondo kana mapera kufa mose tozotungawo, but God is watching. Then we have wati sifa arikuti vachizviona havo Mwari inguva yavo, Mwari vachapindira zuva wani chete zvikaburana pachavo muzanu PF imomo. What is calling for divine intervention? Would you have Gibbs?
Yes, I've got Nomakawa who says the only hope for Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF infighting. The nation made a mistake in November 2017 by endorsing a military coup. They should have just let G40 and ED fight amongst themselves and have a verdict thereafter. Then Virginia Makhlebo says, let's move on, please. Tube Bongani says, I'm very disappointed. And we're happy that we're joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda right now. We're blessing. So he's on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Dr. Sibanda?
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Now, Dr. Sibanda, the verdict has been delivered, and according to the country's constitution, it is final. What is the way forward for your party?
According to the country's constitution, it is the people of Zimbabwe that have the final verdict. And the people of Zimbabwe voted overwhelmingly for President Nelson Chamisa. We had 2.6 million voters voting for President Nelson Chamisa. And that is what we're looking at. So I don't think that we think that this is final. I think that the people of Zimbabwe are the ones that have the final verdict on who runs or governs this country.
Of what effect is that verdict from the public, Dr. Sibanda, compared to what the court said?
The people of Zimbabwe are wiser than this. They understand. If you're going to have a court that says facts, that numbers are not facts, if you're going to have a court that says it has seen no evidence when you have given them official figures, then, honestly, you are faced with a situation where you've got to question whether or not it is free or it is captured. So its integrity is in question. And people of Zimbabwe from all walks of life are already beginning to make an assessment of this and saying, look, it looks like the court was is completely captured, just all other institutions of governance in this country. And that that is a crisis. So we're seeing Zimbabweans who can see beyond that. We all know that from time immemorial, we've always said, give me facts and figures. And in this court, we've invented a new reality that does not exist in any form of science as a new science. It's a science of the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe, where you are saying, I'll give you facts, and facts are different from figures. And I don't even know what that means, but the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe said so.
But your critics, Dr. Sibanda, might say you knew this was coming.
Of course, we did suspect that this was coming. We thought that integrity would win the day, that the judges would have wanted to be part of making history in terms of moving our country forward and would look at the evidence. Honestly, who believes that you can declare someone a winner in an election and say, well, I don't even know by how much they won or what number is the basis of my declaration, as long as the declaration is a fact? That is a serious problem. And how does a declaration become a fact if it does not come from a number? It's like arguing, really, that, look, it is a fact that one has come a long way, but deny that they must have started somewhere. I think that it's a terrible crisis for democracy in this country and for justice in this country. We've always said we hope that these justices would see what's coming.
Yeah, what the last lapha nxa ngaphendula ukuthi bebethe indaba lingavulanga ama ballot boxes labona phela okuphakathi. So bekhuluma kakhulu ngakhonoko. Paul nalithini kodwa ngakho khonoko?
Angikwazi ukuthi ama justices lawa, ama judge lawa ahlala kuliphi izwe. Nxa ehlala eZimbabwe, fanele akwazi one thing. Ukuthi thina sithethi siya kuma elections, silwisane kakhulu le ZEC. Sisithi ZEC kufanele lisinike imvumo yokuthi ama-ballot paper nama-ballot boxes laphaya khona lathi siwalandele senze lokho kuthiwa yi-auditable trail nesikhiwa. Ngoba nxa wena uzathi hayi bo hambani livo lama-ballot box lawo agcinwa izanu angithi ukuthi libone ukuthi i-election ibininjani. Khonokho siyabesi izithutha eziphindwe kathathu, sacela izek sathi ama-ballot paper from the time you are printing them sibe sesike esikhathini sokuthi sesilwa lokuthi agcinwa ngaphi, sifuna ukube sikhona ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ukuthi kudingakala ukuthi siwavule, siyabe sikwazi ukuthi okuphakathi kokwafakwa ngabantu hathi okufakwe izano kumbe izek. Now yiyo leyo problem esilayo, besingabe sizibule eziphindwe kathathu ukuthi siyethi sinathina ukuvula ama-ballot box. Okuqakathekileyo kodwa yikuthi amanumba esiwasebenzisile ahambe court as evidence ngamanumba ezek. Now i-evidence yonke ezek, i-official and i-primary, kufana lokuthi umuntu wena umlethele inkukhu itsiyane ebese kubuza ukuthi hawu wena muntu umlethele itsiyane, mina ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi kwake kwaba neqanda yini lapha endlini. Hayi bo, yonke itsiyane ukuthi kwaba neqanda yini ngoba uqanda itsiyane lisele eqandeni. Kubuye la manumba awezek izek ewunike emphakathini, sathi amanamba lakalangqondo liwakhangele namanje akalangqondo. Awukutshela ukuthi wena nxawuvetha abantu bangu-300,000 bavote emashonaleni central nge-one hour kodwa kwi-11 hours kuvota abantu abangu-100,000, kutshengisa ukuthi kukhona ubutsotsi obudlalekileyo na.
Yes, I was akulu. So I posed a question to him on, you know, this issue of ballot boxes, you know, like what Chief Justice Mala was saying, that these guys should have looked at the residue and maybe that was going to give them hardcore evidence. But Dr. Spanda is saying what they did was to use the primary evidence from the ZEC itself, from its numbers. You know, he said their numbers don't tally at all. So that was the problem. Even if they didn't open the ballot boxes, but the numbers that they computed and they came out clean, you know.
Yeah. Now we want to introduce our second guest, Mr. Chinomuda Ishe Chinyoka. He is a lawyer and he was also one of the lawyers representing President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mr. Chinyoka, good evening.
To you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
What's your take on the outcome of the ruling by the Constitutional Court? I know that you're very excited. You're very happy about it, right?
Well, we are, but I think it's an outcome that we, as the lawyers on the other side, expected from the moment that we finished the review, the applicant's paper, because the required the applicant had was that on file should submit evidence. So made the decision very easy.
But Mr. Chinyoka, the applicants are saying they did submit all the evidence required, and they are saying even up to now Mr. Mnangagwa does not know if he won by how many votes, right? If he won, by how many votes? Because they are saying Zek keeps on changing the votes.
Well, there are two responses that I will give to that. The first one is that the constitutional requirement is for Justice Chigumba, as chairperson of Zek, to declare a result, as in declare who is the winner, not declare the numbers. That's a very important distinction. And the number that one needs in order for you to have a result declared in your favor is 50% plus one vote. Every other vote above the 50% plus one is what is called in legal language superfluous. In other words, it's not necessary. It's like if I wanted to say that you have done a very good job, and I say to you, you've done a very good job. It was excellent. Ah, it was magnificent. All those other words are not necessary. The very good job was enough. The second thing is this. We know exactly how many votes Mnangagwa got. He got 2,460,010. Those are the numbers that we have seen coming from ZEC, as all candidates can go to look at to look from ZEC. The figures that were given in ZEC papers at court, those are the numbers that they give us. And I can again come back to this point. Mnangagwa did not need anything above 50% plus one. So the fact that above the one, he got 31,000 or he got 38,000, is superfluous. It's not important. What is important is he had 50% plus one. If the equity revision had ended up with him having less than 50% plus one, then we would be talking about something different here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see how we got there, because there were the applicants were also saying that the votes were simply not adding up, because if you look at the tally for the presidential ballot and also for the parliamentary, they were not tallying, and they are still alleging that ZEC did not quite explain why there was that discrepancy.
Well, they can say that, but there are many reasons that were given by the expert for ZEC who put in testimony in court. One of which, very important one, is that the MDC alliance did not field the candidates in Chirezi North and in Siza North. That therefore means that the number of votes you are going to get for the parliamentary contest in those constituencies is much less than the presidential contest. Because one would assume that MDC alliance people did then not decide to go and vote for the ZANU-PF candidate. And we didn't see other little parties in those constituencies getting any meaningful numbers. But Chamisa got very good numbers. Well, not the best, but very good numbers in Chirezi North and in Siza North. Yeah? Then there are also places where there were no contests at all for local authority. A minimum of like 49, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that has an effect. One, on turnout. Two, on the number of ballots that somebody gets. But more importantly, we had 10,900 polling stations. All you needed is to have two people at every polling station to say, I don't want to vote for parliament, for you to have more than 20,000 by way of difference between parliamentary and presidential votes.
Mr. Chinyoka, yeah. Can we, we'll just call you in 2 minutes, because we've got a technical issue here.
Because some people are saying they can't hear you. There's we are trying to figure out. We'll try to call you on another line and see how that goes.
Yeah, I think it's,
Let's go to Mr. Dr. Sibanda in the meantime. Dr. Sibanda, you heard what Mr. Chinyoka is saying. That the reason why there was that discrepancy of about 40,000 in the presidential and parliamentary elections was simply because your party did not field some candidates in some constituencies.
That is not true. We fielded 210 candidates in this country. So it is true. There isn't a parliamentary seat that was declared that was uncontested. That would be a lie. Which means that ballot papers were printed for every constituency. His argument would explain a discrepancy between the local election and the parliamentary election, because he did have some local areas where councillors were unable to field as a result of ZEC shenanigans. Now, in those areas, then if a candidate is duly elected and there's only one, they don't print a ballot paper. So that would explain a discrepancy, but that doesn't explain the difference between parliamentary and presidential. That is complete hogwash. They are clutching on straws, and it does not work. Okay, let's assume they can explain that. Ask him to explain how 300,000 people voted in Machinery Central in 1 hour. That is an impossibility. Ask him why we have 16 polling stations that have this have similar returns in different provinces throughout the country. There is no answer to that. And he had a serious problem understanding one very simple thing. The question of ZEC producing numbers that do not add up is not about whether or not Mnangagwa got over 50% plus one. It is about whether or not the rest of the numbers that ZEC then gives you can be deemed to be correct and true. They cannot be deemed to be correct and true if ZEC is failing to add up its own numbers, if ZEC is failing to explain how 300,000 people voted in one constituency, in one province. But also, the crux of the matter is also that we asked for a subpoena from the Supreme Court to help us get evidence that would show that ZEC has a secret server, it was keeping the real numbers, where the real results of this election are stored, and those results show that President Chamisa won by 2.6 million and that Emmerson Mnangagwa had 2 million votes in total. And the court refused flat out when, in fact, they have no basis at law to refuse issuing a subpoena, forcing somebody to produce evidence that may be used in court.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
So I think let's switch to Mr. Tinomu Daiche Chinyoga. I think maybe that line is fixed. Mr. Chinyoga, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I heard what the previous speaker was saying.
So go ahead.
Well, first of all, I would say that it's quite unfortunate that mm-hmm. when we are having a discussion of this nature, when a court has ruled on it, a person can appear on the radio and say submissions made, which neither findings in court, a blatant lie, all the other words, the choice words that we use. But we are not surprised at this choice of language from this side. Yeah, the question of the numbers is very simple. The law requires that by a will identify numbers, figures. So even if a number changes because mm-hmm. there was a data capture error, as long as it does not affect who was the winner, that does not invalidate an election. That is very clear. That's the law. That's why the law says if there is a mistake, the bad.
I think his line is getting cut off as well. Are you still there, Mr. Chinyoga? I think we've got a bad line there.
We'll try to call him back. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the judgment delivered by the Constitutional Court today, upholding the victory of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in the just ended presidential elections. And we understand from the government that the inauguration will be in 48 hours, that is on Sunday, at the National Sports Stadium. Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller on the line. Caller, kunjani Foyt?
Magadi.
Hello.
Magadi, enyu?
Tripwedu Magadiyo.
Tiripo, mnaitwa ani?
Iye ndinoitwa Thomas Tembo.
Magadi vatembo.
Trinani.
Vatembo tipewe pfungwa dzenyu.
Tirimu hedu munyika ya South Africa. Munozwa mukoma Gibbs ka. Na mukoma Blessing. Ndinogwadziwa ini nhangu. Nemabudira aita mutongo wopiwa mukoti. Munoziva ka zvinhu zvinoitika ka. Ndezvekuti izvo munyika yega yeZimbabwe hakuna vanoita zvezvekuti the ruling party ndoya vanongosaidira, havana kana kumotarisa masaidi ese kuti zviri kubuda zvakamira sei. Dai vari vamwe vakapa nguva nezvakataurwa nevakomana veMGC Alliance, chokwadi Taiwan tichabudirira mune zvakanaka. Saka wakumana ndizivi kuti vaula vati tisvike kupi, titambura sematamburiro atiri kuita pari zvino.
Saka hamusi kuwirirana nemutongo?
Hatisi kuwirirana nazvo kana even if mukatarisa right now pamutongo wavabva ka, mukatarisa kuti panhamba iri kufara yevanhu, vanhu vangani vari kufara kuratidza kuti ivo vanenge vakavhoterwa nevanhu vangani. Mukatarisa maguta ese kunongoonika pane vanhu pamwe pane vatatu apa pane 3 vari kufara, ko the rest kana vakavhoterwa ne 2.4 million sei the rest vasiri kufara?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vatembo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Chokwadi, kutaura chokwadi, ndagwadziwa hangu ini. Ndine mumwe wangu ari panapa, imbomupaiwo mukana ambotaura.
Ngauye zvake toni.
Halo.
Makadi.
Tiripo baba, makadi zenyu.
Tiripo, munoitwa mukomani manje?
Ndoita mukoma moyo.
Mukoma moyo, vamoyo.
Hey, vamoyo.
Right, vamoyo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Baba, tiri kurwadzwa nezvaitika izvi.
Sei muri kudaro?
Aiwa, hapana kana zviri feya kana muza ZANU-PF chaiyo chaiyo kai yatishungurudza mupfungi, hapana zviri kumboitika. because mukatasa kuti sho vanhu vakafuta nenumbers kutaurwa namukomana kikirisanda vaka nezviri kuitika zvacho guys ai nyika yedu yakutaurwa zvacho
asi mi makaenda kunovhota here vamoyo
ndakatoenda kunovhota chaiko chaiko ndikaisa ini pamukomana ini but kumaraini kwangu mukomana akahwinda maMP but ndozonzwa zvakutaura izvi ainini munozviva soka inini chandakungoita chekuti muzimbabwe kuona mupurisa kana musoja handipi lift handiri kuona kana mota mangu zvakurwadza kunjani ndataura nagibs kunjani gibs
nyapila mfowetu 10
baba nyatoveka mina hai yainto sezvikusungulapa ezimbabwe hei
kunzima mfowetu
kunzima baba mina ngiyathabanga vantu avasemandebeleni lapa vavhoterawo mdc njani njani lavo mina ngiti abantu vezimbabwe kasibambanani asibambaneni siyenze into enye kuzalunga kuphela one day unkulunkulu uzangenela phela
ye so ubona zani kusakatshala kangana nto kwezakale khonapho
eyi ngiyabona kuzathatha isikhathi ngoba eyi kathesi into zamajunta lezi baba eyi seziphethe nzima lapha ngiyabona iyabona into yokuthi vele kathesi suka ku-1980 akula iluto luzatshintsha lapha ezimbabwe uyabona vele abasoze basuke abantu lapha abasoze basuke lapha vele kumele ukuthi siyenze ivoti ivoti ayisancedi baba
po manje kwenziwani nxa sokunje mntumzana
noma singatandaza unkulunkulu akasasifuni ukusibona ukuthi senza kanjani baba angazi ukuthi zayenza kanjani olright kathi sithi bati bafuna ukukhuluma lochamisa ukuthi bangakhuluma bayenza kanjani but mina ngibona ukuthi into engcono yokuthi lapha vele uchamisa bengavuma ukuthi bengayilungisa ilizwe lethu but kumele heyi sababoti ha mina mina asakwanisi ngokukhuluma mina baba
hayi nokulungile sizwile kakhulu
hayi babhoti hayi ngiyabonga unkulunkulu angazi nxa unkulunkulu ekhona ezasinceda angangikholi ukuthi unkulunkulu khona mina akaseko unkulunkulu ini
hayi kulungile ye kulungilesibonge kakhulu mzala
ya mkuma gibs andarodwenya nichakwanisini
hayi no zokalaka baba
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, uyakhuluma sithu zvikuhlungu kakhulu.
Do we have Mr. Chinyoka back? Va Chinyoka? Nhare yavo inekeri kuti netsirika itedze kuvabata zvakare. Regai timboverenga zviri kubva kune vanhu kuti vari kuti kudii vanga vachipindura paFacebook page yedu yeshona mukoma. Prince James Mhlanga vanoti mudare hapana chaizobuda because dare nderehurumende ZANU-PF. Saka apa kwanga kuri kuzadzisa chirango chekuti nyaya yakapikiswa but hapana chavanotambira idambudziko chete kuZimbabwe. We have Soli Save ari kuti ngavatonge zvavo kana vakundikana vozotiudza kuti takuda mutungamiri kwete mutongi. Tsitsi Bara ari kuti ngavatonge kochamisa apinda papi in this junta rule. Tonga itione kuti ikonomi yacho inosumuka here. Izvi zvaitoda GNU. Zimbabwe was not ready for elections. That's an interesting point there. And I think we have Mr. Chinyoka back. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chinyoka? Mr. Chinyoka? Sorry, we want to apologize for that bad connection. We'll try to... I think this one is now a bit clear. Mm-hmm. Hope it works. Yeah. Gibbs?
So, Mr. Chinyoka, you were talking before you cut off there. Can you continue and say, tell us exactly what your feelings are?
Well, what I was saying is that when you have a matter that has been taken to court and you have 9 judges of a constitutional court decide on it, when they render a verdict, it is not helpful for people to continue to parrot the arguments that they had when they took them to court. It is necessary to accept the outcome of the court and to accept the point made by the court. The point I was making, which the court said, is that what is certified by law is not a number, but a result. So if we are going to try and invalidate an election because somebody won by 31,000 instead of 38,000, when all he needed was one, then we are being completely superfluous on a matter that we can't get a conclusion on if we are not willing to accept the conclusion from the court.
Then there's a question from this gentleman. His name is Mkini Nyoni. He says, if ZEC admitted its errors, as per Malava's narration, why is there need for evidence?
Well, two reasons for that. The first one is that the law requires that when a person mounts an election petition, their cause of action, the reason why they are applying, must be proved in the founding affidavit. Yeah? The second answer to that is that when Zek received the application, even without evidence, they decided to say, let's look at our numbers. And then when they looked at their numbers, they realized that those numbers had not been captured correctly. And it's very important. This is very important. The number, the total that Zek has, is from a spreadsheet. Now, that spreadsheet is not part of the evidence, the election residue, which is verified. It is a product of numbers taken from verified documents, the V11, the V23, and then written by some people at an office at the command center who are copying from the verified documents to a spreadsheet. Now, that process is not part of the electoral process. It is not verified. So if there are mistakes there, they are irrelevant to the election outcome because they don't change what is on the V23. That is why Chamisa needed to request that the ballot boxes be opened, because then you are looking at the actual documents which are from the election. The spreadsheet is not from election. The fact that somebody added up the numbers wrongly doesn't change what is on the source document.
Tine mwe mteriri tisataenda una Dr. Sibanda. Vamu juru, makadi.
Makadi ya nyi baba.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Baba enda wanzi kwa ini, I'm very bored with the situation in Rivetika Mnjiga Medu. You know, the whole situation stands like this. ZANU-PF MPs and even ZANU-PF people, have my friends outside, even Africa outside, because we can go Europe. They don't have friends. Those people are under sanctions. So how are they going to collaborate even and work with the global network around the whole continent? Can you are under sanctions? My friends are here. They can't admit could you ask could you they've gone out there with Sim Nagagwa, Chinda Chantara Nivarung all day. He has been given my answers. They've gone to UK even to beg for money under the Mugabe regime. So now, how are they going to build the economy when they don't have the funds? Yes, they've been told to cultivate my elections, but the clear thing is, those are the same people who are investors, and those people whom we chase away, and those people are angry. How are we going to boost our economy then? That's my question.
Hello, Bachinyoka?
Mr. Sunyoga, can you hear us? Yeah, I think it's around.
I can hear you very well. Very clear.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I heard what you said, and I was saying, first of all, we don't run our country on the basis of who likes us. Because if we were going to do that, we wouldn't bother having an election in Zimbabwe. We would have an election overseas and have those people choose the person they like to run our country. So that's a fundamental thing. Now, if people don't want to relate to you, no matter what you do, there is nothing you can do. However, I do not believe that after today that it is possible for people to turn around and say, we are still not going to go into business with you. Because this process was transparent. These people asked that this hearing be televised on TV. And I want to bet that I don't think they expected that we would agree. When our client asked us, so they want to televise, what is your view? We said, no, let it be televised. And he said, yeah, I think so too. Because of the fact that we knew that these people don't have a case. This is the same reason why they waited until the last hour of the last day to file their application.
then waited until the last hour of Friday, 2 days, 2 working days before the hearing, to apply for permits for their lawyers from South Africa to argue their case, knowing that some of those lawyers, when they've come here before, they needed 7 days for the process to happen. This was all theater, but it failed. Mm-hmm. The EU statement that came immediately after the hearing tells you that they accept that what has happened is the rule of law winning. Now, if they are going to turn around and say, we are still not going to do business with you, despite the fact that they have seen justice manifestly being done, then that's not something we can cry over. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is our country. Mm-hmm. We can't have leaders chosen on the basis of they are not far back London, they are not far back Washington. Is it Trump or Tim Lish? But it didn't stop them from voting for him.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring in Dr. Sbanda. Dr. Sbanda, if you can come in there, what's your take on what he's saying?
Look, I've heard a lot of hogwash. I'm getting really annoyed by this. Look, Vatinyoka, Vano supporter, my ideas are not 4 plus 10 equals 40. Oh, but why not court? You know, 4 plus 10 equals 14. What do you want the evidence? You why 4 plus 10 is 40. It's not 40. That's a matter of fact. Mathematics is a fact by itself. It doesn't need anybody else. It doesn't need anybody to open boxes in order to tell that 4 plus 10 is 14 and not 40. Mwota anzi majaji za rukuta wala kuta anzi kwanga kusina evidence. Kwanga kusina evidence, unaka watichupe evidence hei kutuziwe kuti kumashona in the centrum or in any place on earth. You can't have 300,000 people voting in 1 hour. And they must answer that question. And the judges must answer that question unless they are captured and bought. And Vanava must realize that they don't own this country. And in another 5 years, they will be unable to read. No, you have about 1 million new voters that are coming into the voters' roll that know that ZANU-PF is not viable in going into the future. And they are going to need to understand, Kuti, they were supposed to accept this result. They were supposed to accept that they lost the election at a time when they still have a little bit of leverage. They were beaten 400,000 Israelis. They are going to rig out of the final tally. But in 2023, they will be unable to rig 1.4 million out of the final tally, because that's nearly impossible. And at that time, they'll have no leverage. And they must understand that. They must understand that their party is that of my 70-year-olds. I don't go to any power when they are self-indulging in what you would call a lot of misguided bravado. We must be very clear. When you talk about my numbers, what the judges were supposed to look at is how credible is that if it cannot add up simple numbers. If it can't come out with a clear number in terms of who won the election, then you are not sure whether or not how do you have Zek make errors and only to benefit one candidate? And you're telling me that you have learned judges who can't understand that simple rationale. Because if they're making legitimate errors, the errors must be seen as a pinda question on both sides of the equation. Mm. And the people of Zimbabwe watched very clearly when the judges were asking their questions, interrupting Advocate Mpofu and not interrupting Wanauri and so forth, who were in fact saying nothing for the bulk of the time. Now it is very, and the people of Zimbabwe are not going to be taken for granted for too long. And Vanwezana must understand this thing is going to end. Their hold on power is going to end. Their use of violence is going to come to an end, because violence is limited utility over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Sbanda. Tinemwe mtereri vamtape makadi. Vamtape?
Tiripo.
Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
I agree personally with Mr. Sbanda that no one owns the country of Zimbabwe except the people of Zimbabwe. It's a sad situation to the majority of Zimbabwe. I've got 3 points on ZEC, judiciary, and ZANU-PF. First of all, ZEC was not able to discharge accusations. Point number one, ZEC changed results more than once. Mm-hmm. These results were, what can we say, what do the ZANU-PF say? Did they win by 58.1, 58% or they one by the ones which was corrected. Mm-hmm. Then point number two, there were similarities of the results in about 16 constituents from different polling stations. Then to the judiciary. Remember, the judiciary is also under pressure. As you see, the way which they responded to the accused and to the one who was issuing the complaint. There's also this issue whereby the minister who responded to the lawyers from South Africa. First of all, that minister is the chief electoral agent of Mr. Mnangagwa. Then second, he has filed on the affidavit denying access to the court. So it was a confusing state. Lastly, I just want to give a point that let the voice of the people be respected. Remember that the voice of the people is the constitution, and of God is his word, the Bible. The voice of people cannot be questioned and shall prevail. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mtape. Gibbs?
Yes, kubuyela kwezibam ngasindebele nje ngamafutshane. Nxa sukhangele khonokho ke okwenzakalayo pho lizasuka lapha lisiya ngaphi kuyathiwani?
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kabayenkanga njalo kabavalwa ngamehlo ijudgment eyama-justices. Athi wona ama-numbers, figures are not facts. Athi wona they can simply announce a result bayaqalanga bakhangela ukuthi inumber e-announcewa ngayo yiphi. Akwazi kuzwakalela izweni lonke lejikelele ukuthi umuntu athi hayi mina ngiyakhola ukuthi kule nkukhu kodwa ngikhola ukuthi kule qanda. Njalo akula ndaba ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi kule qanda. Into emangalisayo kakhulu and akaziyenzakala emhlabeni wonke lejikelele ukuthi uyakuthole kuthiwa kunomuntu ofundileyo ujaji okhuluma into efana naleyo ayikhulume emphakathini ngabe bakhulume bodwa ngale ngabe kungenye into. Ngakho okusithabisayo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kabayengwanga bakubona kumgceke ukuthi kudlalwe ngesikhathi njalo into leyo ibizele imenyu ukuthi ime ngaleyo ndlela. Yikho nje izanu ebisibhizi isiprepare ibhale izincwadi sithi na kule inauguration ngoba yokwazi ukuthi balabantu babekhodi yilo udole lesihlalo kakhulu njalo abantu besebasebafa bakhohlwa and ojaji bona bafanele bakwazi ukuthi bona ngokwabo imisebenzi yabo basebenzela uzulu weZimbabwe kabasebenzeli izanu. Ngakho bafanele bathandaze kabuhlungu ukuthi ukuriga kwezanu lokho ukuthi barigama number ngokwawo ekhangelwe bese besithi bafuna ukuthi kube ne-evidence. I-evidence yokuthi 4+10 ngu-14 uyayithatha ngapha ngaphandle kokuthi u-8 4+10 yilo lona udiwe esilala ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bayizithutha ezinkulu kakhulu eziphonge ukuqilwa ilanga lisemini. Angiboni ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bavele bayengiwe yikuzamazama lokho kwezizanu kodwa khona ukuthi uyathola ukuthi kuthiwa kulama-39 avumelanayo wonke ngento ethize kumele kutshengisa ukuthi hhayi le nto bayiphiwe nje ngomunye umuntu bonabo phela otshiwe enkakade besithi bona loba kungaze kuthiweni uMnangagwa uzaba ngu-president ngemva kwe-judgment e-constitutional court yilo udibe esinalo. Kodwa abantu beZimbabwe siyabathakazelela kakhulu 2.6 million yabo bavotela upresident Nelson Chamisa, 2 million bavotela uMnangagwa. Abaningi babo befosiwe ukuthi bavote ngendlela ethize emakhaya ngale. Siyakubonga khonokho i-evidence ikhona mhlazana kungena omunye ugovernment omutsha nxa bengalahlanga amaseva ezanu amaseva ezek azaphuma tholakale kutholakale i-evidence le nto besiyikhuluma iliqiniso njalo ikhoti lisazi ukuthi iliqiniso. Yikho iyalile ukuthi isaphine kumbe inike amandla ku-MDC ukuthi iyethatha ngodlame amaseva ezanu ezek.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke Baba Sibanda. All what he's saying is that you know the judges work for the Zimbabweans and not for ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they must be aware of some of those things because it is important for them to know that Zimbabweans actually won by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving Chamisa 2.6 million votes. So he says he's adamant that is the number of votes that he got. Mm-hmm. He got, you know.
Tinemwe mterere mkoma Emmanuel Magadi. Mkoma Emmanuel.
Halo, ndikunzwa.
Tiripo, tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoona kuti padambudziko redu patakatarisana naro sevanhu vari kurarama munyika yeZimbabwe, tiri vatereri uyezve vararami vemuZimbabwe sevana vari kukura, tiri kugwadziwa zvisingaiti nemaresults atiri kuachibuda aya. Bhozi, isusu sevana tinofamba kumunhu asingaoni, munhu anongogara ari panzvimbo imwe chete ari station, asingabudi kubuda munyika make, kana kuti asingafambi kubva panzvimbo yaakaberekerwa. Zvakaoma kuti azive kuti munyika medu timunoda kuitwei, munyika medu ticharirama sei. Zvinhu zvinoti gwadza zvisingaiti kuti tirambe tichihwa utungamiriri hweZANU-PF, tichihwa kuti huri kuramba huchititungamirira, ende vachitonga kwete kutungamirira. Tiri kuda vanhu vanoita kuti isusu vatitungamirire kwete kutonga, nokuti kutonga ka zvakafanana nokuti uri kutema muti nedemo. Saka utema pahana dzevanhu ka kunouraya, kunogwadza. So izvozvi zvikatarisa vanhu vari kurarama vari kunyika yakaita seSouth Africa, vari kugwadziwa zvisingaiti nezvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Hakuna munhu anogwadza anofarira kugara kunyika isiri yake. Munhu wese anofarira kuti agare munyika make. Saka kuti ugare kure nemhuri yako, ugare kune dzimwe nyika, zvo zvinoti gwadza zvisingaiti. Saka dei zvazvichibvira utungamirirwa hwaonawo zvinhu zvakanaka izvozvo zvavari kuita. Hatingoteerai sevana kumirira Mwari kuti achatonga nematongero ake, nokuti isusu tikaramba tichirarama titi zvakati 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 izvi zvotigwadza zvisingamboiti. Ngatiitei kuti tirarame tiine upenyu hwakanaka, utungamiriri kune vana vanoenda kuchikoro hwakanaka, ndo hwatiri kuda, kwete kuti titi vana vedu havachadzidzi senyuka rikulamu yavakapinza haina kana zvairi kutiitira kuvana vatiri kurarama. Ndinotenda zvangu, ndiri kutaura ndiri kuno kugoko kwandiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from that caller saying that he's not happy, and that many Zimbabweans are also in South Africa, in Botswana, in other, you know, parts of the continent. He's saying that that is not good. He's attributing that to what is alleging to be government misrule. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got people coming in on our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page, and the other one is VOA Ndebele, and I'm not forgetting even the Shona VOA Facebook page. So on VOA Ndebele, Msunduzo Ndlovu says, Engabe ekuphi umnumzana Chamisa wenkosi? Mayi ZANU-PF engayazi, kayibuze kimi, ngizamtshela. Cyprian Mabaso writes, as for us in Plumtree, government of Zimbabwe never did anything for us in the past 38 years. We drive on dusty roads. And then Msunduzwa and Chinomona, Tichawona and others are saying, Volum, please. So I think that has been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Bektemba, Walter Bektemba Mswazi, who says, I'm here, guys, with you. So now we've got another message from Tini, or this one we actually posed a question to Mr. Chinyoka. And then Imbizo Forum, he says, Unkulunkulu wethu sonke ungenile namhlanje. Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi and Virginia Macebo are saying, we're watching you guys. Tishawana Makaza says, God is in it. Do you have any more messages, please?
We have some from Tariro Chikwaka on our Facebook page. Arikuti Mwari havakotsiri, nguva chete mufunge zvichirwadza kudaro, vachatisinungura nemwe mutoo. Stephen Mbauya arikuti zvazviri obvious one, hatingambovagone vakomana. My advice to the people of Zimbabwe, president, the people's president Nelson Chamisa, just let go of this, Mr. President. The time shall come, vachabvisana vega ivo pachavo. And then we have Elvis Ngema, arikuti God will make a way. I can't spend another 5 years in South Africa, and even in South Africa, it's getting tough. In South Africa, Elvis says it's getting there. I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe when it comes to the problems, I don't know what Elvis is referring to. Macmillan Maturure, arikuti evil, nothing else. Roderick Palesa Dube, achitie whatever. And then tine vakawanda varikurapa vachinyora Gibbs asi rikatimbodzokere kuna vachinyoka sezvo takuda kupeta chirongwa chedu. Vachinyoka, it appears Zimbabwe, from what we are reading, from what we are hearing from the people, it's deeply polarized. Of course, it's common after elections, and we heard your client today saying that he's prepared to meet with Mr. Chamisa. What is the way forward, Mr. Nyok?
Well, the way forward, if you allow me one, well, before we talk about the way forward, if you allow me to say one thing, which is that when people make their arguments on this case, and I guess that also affects the way forward, when people make their arguments on this case, they do two things. I'm talking about people on the other side. When I listen to Nkululeko Sibanda speaking, you don't hear me coming back and say this is hogwash, because you respect somebody's point of view. And you listen to it, you prepare your own argument. There's no need to throw insults. They have the figures that don't make sense. They say that it is wrong to suggest that 105,000 people voted marginally west, and then in 1 hour, another 300,000 voted, giving a total of 400,000. Yeah? So if you follow that logic for marginally west and for machines, you have to discount 600,000. People from the electorate that voted. However, if you discount 600,000 people from 4.8 million people that voted, you are left with 4.2 million. But they also say that Chamisa got 2.6 million and Mnangagwa got 2 million. That already takes you to 4.6 million. Then you count these other candidates with their 5,000, 10,000 things. Where then do you get these numbers? To say Chamisa got 2.6 million, Mnangagwa 2 million, but discount 300,000 from Machinal in the central, and discount 300,000 from Machinko. The basis on which they talk about this Machinal in central number is that there was a television report that said 105,000 people had voted, but the person who was talking was at one polling station. That person could not have gone to every polling station, counted all the ballots that had been cast. That was an estimate. Zeki is not obliged to give statements on TV during voting, which somebody can then found an application based on. It is not. And when you follow this logic, like I've demonstrated, their numbers don't make sense. The way forward, as I see it, is not for senior people like in Nkululeko Sibanda to say statements, dangerous statements like the court can only say this if they are captured. This is irresponsible. Because what it does is that it keeps us in this perpetual fighting mode. Our country deserves better. From 2000, we have never moved away from an election. We have always stayed fighting the last election. Until 2 months before the next election, when we start looking at that election. Immediately after that, we fight that election again. We deserve better. Yes, Zimbabwe belongs to its people. A decision has been made by court. Now, I am a lawyer. I have gone to court sometimes believing 100% that my client is going to win, because you have to. But we lose. When we lose, you don't say to your client, no, the court is captured. What you say is, next time, let's address ABC that was pointed out, so that next time
okay,
we will
start. Mr. Nyoka, let's bring back Dr. Sibanda, since we are coming to the end of the show, and ask him the same question. Dr. Sibanda, what is the way forward?
Well, look, the way forward is that people need to realize that we're not going to build the future of any country by continuously breaking our own laws, minimizing our own standards, and then saying, well, after we've minimized our standards, we are then going to try and say, well, forget it. Our country has been through that a lot. Remember, we had 20,000 people dead at some point, and we said, let bygones be bygones so that our country can move forward. We had number three, now we let bygones be bygones so that our country can move forward. If we are always killing ourselves disregarding our laws, only so that after that, those no itamba fadza kangwaraka, anopedza kubapedza kubot, komana ngatise mabagla ba kuti mangwana pasabiwe. Oisa mabagla ba anovinza. Bobby Wafuti after 5 years. No problem at Tinayo. We must be looking
Sibanda,
at not superficial progress. We must be looking
thank
at permanent progress. Moving
thank
forward.
You, Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, spokesperson for MDC Alliance, President Nelson Chamisa, and one of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's lawyers, Tinomuda Ishe Chinyoka. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and also our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.